The portion of scripture that we want to draw your attention to is from John chapter 2, and then particularly verse 24.
Tawerenga buku la Yohane chapter 2 ndime yaikulu koma tieni tikhale ndi chiti kwambiri timvetsere kuti pa verse 24 akuti chani mene mbave chigonere.
Let's read it together. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men.
Panepa unena kuti koma Yesu sanakhupirira iwo kuti akhale nawo chifukwa iye adawadziwa anthu onse.
Jesus Christ, knowing the hearts, did and could not, but also did not commit himself unto them.
Yesu Kristu wadziwa onse amene alibe pamalo paja mitima yawo iyeyo sadadzipereke kwa thunthu kwa anthu amenewa sadawakhulupirire.
How terrible it is.
Taonani zopasa mantha kwambiri.
Where Jesus Christ cannot commit himself. This is spoken of the Jews here at the time of Passover when they came together. And we read the reason why he was not able to commit himself. But before we go into that, let's ask ourselves a question. This is for each of us. Has Jesus Christ committed himself unto you? Can Jesus Christ commit himself into this church? And can he do so to your family? Is Jesus Christ present in your life? Is all of his graces flowing through your soul? Is he nearby your family? We talked in the teaching so much about idolatry. And we mentioned that there, and we'll mention again. Jesus Christ cannot commit himself to your homes.
Yesu sanga bwere kukhala phathi la banja lanu.
Where idolatry is taking place.
Pamene kupembedza mafano, kuti kuna dzigololo zvichiti.
You see, is Jesus Christ welcome in your home?
Kodi Yesu ngolandirira mnyumba mwa?
Is he invited into your church?
Ndakuitanidwa pambingo pano.
Can Jesus Christ work spiritually in your hearts?
Yes, I will get into the uzimu mutima mwanu.
And if not, where lies the hindrance?
Ndenga risize kutero sobana chiwa imisa mechi kulephesa nchani.
Let me ask you this.
Ndikufunza nemwe mtundu.
What is hindering Christ?
Ndisa kuti Yesu yo.
To have control of your life.
Asakwanitse kutsogolera kuendesa moyo wako.
What hinders him?
Ndani yupangitsa.
And his glory to represent you.
Mulemelero wake kuti akuimirireni dzukanika.
Is Jesus Christ welcome in your heart?
Kodi Yesu ngolandiridwa mmoyo mwanu?
And if not,
ndiponga ndi ayi.
What's hindering him?
Mudzifunse chikuchitisa chiyani.
And we have to ask this not only for ourselves personally.
Musati tidzifunse zongodzifunsa pekha pekha ngati mwambwebwe mwachibwana ayi.
But what is Jesus, what's hindering Christ to come into this church?
Mudzifunse kuti ngati pampingo pano Yesu yopalibe sabwere fenya.
What's hindering his blessing in your life?
Ndifayani Yesu madalisanga sakufika mmoyo mwanu uchipangisa njani?
And what's hindering the fruits of repentance?
Ndipo chimene chikupangitsa kuti zipatso zakulapa kuti menuka mtima zisachitike nchiyani?
To be active in your life.
Kuti zikhale zakuchita chita za moyo.
That's our question for today.
Imene ndifunsa wale.
I'll ask it again.
Ndifunsa mubwereza.
So that we don't miss it.
Kuti unakasa wale.
This is the question you need to go home with today.
Alesa wapira kuchimafunso amene anyamula mange pamsaka.
Is Jesus Christ hindered in your life? Is he welcome in your life? See, is Jesus Christ your rule of life? Are you functioning out of grace alone. When you wake up, when you go to sleep, when you eat, when you go to school, when you speak to one another, does grace function in all of the aspects of your life? Is the power of Jesus Christ in your heart exposing others? That's the question for us today. And if so, you are a walking light in this village. You're a bright and shining star in this village. You are being transformed into the image of Christ. And your neighbors have to say, this woman, she has so many traits and aspects of Christ. She looks like what the Bible tells us what Jesus Christ looks like. She lives in the power of faith. And she is an example for everyone around us. That's our question for us today. And it's coming out of this portion. Because we did read in our text that Jesus Christ says that he did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. Let's look at the context. It's the Passover in Jerusalem. It's the same idea as when we come together for Easter time. And often we gather with other churches around the celebration of Easter. Israel had to come together once per year to celebrate Passover. And then there was much taking place. Jesus was there too. Because Jesus is the one who represents Passover. You see, Jesus Christ might be here with his authority. And when you come together for Easter, sometimes 2 or 3 days, he might be there with authority. His word may be there. But has Jesus Christ committed himself? Has Jesus Christ given himself as the way, the truth, and the life in the church? It's the Passover. And the Jews had asked him a question. A very particular question. They said, what sign do you give us? And then he said, destroy this temple and I'll build it in 3 days. Why did he give that sign? Because he was going to go to the cross. He says, he didn't say it of the actual temple in Jerusalem. He meant, destroy this body. This and I will resurrect the third day. That was the Passover. He was trying to tell them something. He's trying to tell them, I will be your Passover. All who believe in me will have the fulfillment of the Passover in their hearts. And now we read something remarkable. In verse 22. Right in between, it says this. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remember that he had said unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said.
Now
listen how that this is different than what our text is. Because on the 23rd verse we read, now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name.
And
that's particularly when they saw the miracles which he did. Listen to the differences here. Many believed in his name. Look what the disciples believed in. It says, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. What a stark difference. Because it says here, many believed in his name. So, they had faith in something. Believing means they have faith. But what did they have faith in? In his name. Because he did many miracles. You see, he had a name that he was a miracle worker. But it didn't go further. And this is what we call in scripture name Christians. Name Christians. Because even for you and me, when we're asking ourselves this question, we have to ask ourselves a new question. Now. If Jesus Christ cannot commit himself to your life, what are you? If Jesus Christ cannot come into your heart, what might you be? See, the problem is you are churchgoers. And you have some kind of faith. Otherwise, you wouldn't come here. And so these people, they believed in his name. Because they see he does much miracles. See, these people, they said, Jesus Christ.
And I'm calling you Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
Christ.
And they said much about him. They liked him. They began to follow him. They wanted him. For what? They believed in his name. He would come in very handy. For their life. Because they had many sick. They were struggling with many things. Some were blind. Some were crippled. Everyone knew someone who was in trouble. Their brother or their sister. And they went to see Jesus. And they really like this. Someone has come to open the eyes of the blind. And there is power in that. Do you know that this gospel is going around like fire today in
Malawi?
This is the gospel of prosperity. And millions are coming together all throughout Malawi. Believing in his name. And they say, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire!
Madro!
The people fall down.
And
fire!
Madro!
In Jesus Christ.
Name
Christ.
Christian. Everyone gets excited. And thousands come together. It's called prosperity gospel. Give me something for today. Because we don't care about eternity. Never is there spoken about forgiveness of sin. Never is there spoken about the corruption of my heart. Never is there spoken about why we are suffering. Do you know why we're suffering? Ladies? Do you know why there's suffering in your life? Do you know why there's pain in our life? Do you know why there's death? And misery? It's to do one thing. It's to so that we may commit Jesus Christ in our life. So that He may be our life. He may be our eyes. He might be our crippledness. And He might take our pain. That's why there's suffering in life here. But these people believed in His name only. They wanted to become name Christians. They would say, if we follow Him, He be our leader. We will exalt Him. We'll fight for Him. But it says Jesus knew their heart. And Jesus knows our heart. And I call unto you today. What do you believe? What do we believe here? It says the disciples believe the scripture. What does that mean? What does that mean? And I ask you another question. Do you believe scripture? Do you believe the word of God? Romans chapter
3. Bugula Roma chapter 3. Bugula Roma chapter 3. Bugula Roma chapter 3.
Verse 10. There is none righteous, no, not one.
Monga walembedwa balimbe mmodzi wolungama inde balimbe ngakhale mmodzi.
There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God.
Balibe mmodzi wakudziwitsa wolowachizindikira chodziwa pangono poka balibe mmodzi wakulondola Mulungu.
They are all gone out of the way and they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one.
Onsewa abatuka mmodzi okhala opanda pake balibe mmodzi wakuchita zabwino inde balibe mmodzi ndithu.
Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of apes is under their lips. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. And destruction and misery are in their ways. Do you know who the Lord is describing here? Who is the Lord describing? You and me. Us. That's who's being described. There's no one that seeks God, no, not one. See, the disciples, when He had risen, said,
Now they believe the scripture.
Mukwana tsopano kuti ophunzira chakunena kuti atangoti wauka Yesu uja iwo anakhupa kuti zidalembedwa mabuku zija ndizoonadi kuti akadzapaswa kachisa dzamakasa masiku atatu
They didn't believe in his name.
Sadakhupire mdzina lake.
That was all, believing in his name would be too shallow.
Chifukwa kukhupira mdzina lake chinali chinthu chachingʼono kwambiri.
Anyone can say such. Anyone could say Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not difficult. To believe in
this.
Because if I came to someone today who doesn't care about Jesus, doesn't care about his scriptures, doesn't care about his word, and I come with a big bag of corn, and I would say this, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you may have this bag of corn. Oh, I believe. I believe Jesus Christ. Thank you. And that's the name Christians we have.
Amen.
The next week.
Someone
comes and asks the question. He has a long robe on. And he has something on his head. And he comes to you. And he says, if you believe that Muhammad is a prophet, you commit to Islam, you can have this. Oh, Muhammad! You see? It's true. So easily we change. And we will do anything for something on earth. To satisfy ourselves. And Jesus knew their heart. Jesus Christ knows today. As you hear this message, and as I tell you about the gospel of Jesus Christ, as I tell you about repentance, as I tell you to commit your ways to the true and living God, He knows. Because He's searching your heart. He knows those today who are truly seeking. He knows those today who are sad. He knows those today who are in pain. He even knows those today who have to say this. For so long in my life, I have used tricks. I have pretended to be a Christian. For so long in my life, I have been a name Christian. But I'm sorrowful. Because my name Christian has only given me earthly gain. And I want to repent. And I want Jesus Christ to be my life. To be my power. Why? Why, if you are here today? You know why? If today here is someone as exposed as a name Christian and is seeking Christ to be committed to your soul, then you must believe Scripture. You must read Scripture. Not only read it, but also receive the truth of the scripture.
Because
do you know where Jesus Christ becomes alive? In your heart? And in your life? He becomes alive in the truth of the scripture. All men are liars. No one seeks God. But thanks to this living God, who in Jesus Christ sends forth His Holy Spirit to seek you. How? Through word and through spirit. Not through miracles. I'm so saddened today that churches come together. And you know how they come together? Come to the miracle healing prayers. Because if I say to people, come listen to the gospel, where sinners can be saved, nobody shows up. But if I said this, I will do healing to
you.
I have something in my hands. You will see a miracle. Thousands of people show up. They're so interested. And then the whole service. People idolize. Oh, look at this man of God. He has something special. Look what he's going to do. My friends, the internet, maybe YouTube.
When I say my phone, my Facebook, my YouTube,
it's full of it. And I have to tell you something. It's all lies. It's nothing but the Antichrist. Where they snap fingers. And people fall. And people come to the front. And things happen to them. It's not the Bible.
It's the Bible.
Yeah, they say Jesus Christ. But they become name Christians. Just using the name Jesus Christ on their lips. For honor. For power. For glory. All for ourselves. And I'm warning you. Because even though that this maybe doesn't happen so far here, I need to call out to you. What about us? Go a step further. What do you want Jesus Christ for in your life? What has He done to you? Who is He for you? Do you use it on your lips? For advantage. Are you part of ABC Church? So you can get some aid? Don't be so quick to answer. Because too many people are going to church for aid. For some free coin. And I have to tell you. That's called a name Christian. Do you know it's so bad? That cyclone comes. Do you know what I see? Here in the south? And I know we don't like truth to be exposed. But I would prefer to be kicked out of this country than to stop exposing the truth.
You know what happens? There's so many people here.
And hambi.
The cyclone comes. It's a little bit scary. You hope you make it.
People
hope they make it. Some flooding. But then it passes. And it's done some damage. But it's not been too bad. And you know what so many people do? Maybe they don't show it. But inward, they're saying, now comes the aid. Bring the cars. We have been affected. We are in trouble. Help us. The trucks are coming. Full of corn. That's what's happening here.
Amen.
And worse than that, church leadership in the south, instead of giving it to those who was for, they give 250 bags. Then the rest they keep for themselves. They sell it. So they have lots of money. And this breaks my heart. Why? Because it's exactly what the Lord Jesus is speaking about here. The Lord Jesus says here, he did not commit to himself to them. He wanted to. That's what he came for. He came to save the lost. He came to bring the gospel and to fulfill the demand of it. But he couldn't commit himself. It's the same thing like today. I'm telling you. Can this word come into this church? Are you guided by this word? Has this convicted you? Does God's word convict you each week? Is the truth coming with thunder of this word? Does it have an impact on your lives? Because one way it will have an impact. See, because we hear that no one seeks God. No, not one. But all seek God. They have all gone out of the way. Is that word coming to you?
What is this minute? So say,
is that true about us? Is that true about us? None of us are seeking God. Our mouth is an open sepulchre. Poison is under our lips. Is that true? For me?
If you believe that,
then the gospel can be preached. That's the authority and power of the word. The gospel is not for righteous people. The gospel is not for church going people. They came to the Passover. They came to Jerusalem. They celebrated the feast. They were like very good church people. We see the choirs coming out. They're singing nice songs. Oh, what a nice place Jerusalem is. They're so obedient. They come to church. They pray. They're celebrating the Passover. Oh, so religious. And Jesus could not commit himself. How about you and me? How about this church?
chali chino.
Can Jesus Christ commit himself to this
yes,
church?
Yes, anabwera dimuno mbajira party na imwepo.
Does he want to be in your midst?
Anga bangana pya kuchita byanu Yesu akufuna kuti ukhala muno nanu mabodzi.
And every week when you come.
Mungagumana se domingo ya lamuno.
And you receive teaching.
Asikutambira mafunziro abwino. Kaya munhu alandira.
Is the Holy Spirit here?
Nzimo yera kubwerambo pano.
Is he breaking hearts?
Akukuswanimo mitima ingo imwe.
Is the truth exposing you?
Chona ndi chamulungu mukuchibvamo imwe.
My friends, I gave you some truth this morning.
Abalanga machibese ndakupangani chionadi chenichene chamulungu.
About idolatry.
Chinthu chachigololo chamulungu.
You can find it in his word.
Mukasaka malemba mwachemo munachipeza.
I didn't just make something up.
Osandalanga kule pinthu musoro mwanga.
It's not my doctrine.
Belongane bile beduka musoro mwanga yayi.
I'm just like you.
Ine pano naimwe kuti sasa.
I'm a man like you.
Ndine munthu ninga imwe.
You see, but is this word that I spoke this morning in the teaching is convicting.
Mawu alongane majibesa mafalale. Akuphatani mbo ndi imwe mukugumba mbambo kulaswa mbo mutima kapeti.
Why? Why?
Chifaja.
Because it comes from this word from scripture and scripture is authority.
Mamlaja akuchokera mbuku ili lobatulika ndipo buku lobatulika mawena nasali nkatimo andula muliro.
I call upon you the leaders of the church.
Abayanga ndikuita kuphembani nonse akwakula atsogolera mpingo.
I call upon you not to lead a church in a sort of just carelessness.
Iye ndikuphembani kuti mpingo musachite kutsogolera ngati ngati masanje ngati mwapupa pyana musabasa hamba bikukoma haa.
Are you studying his word?
Mawache mukwalenga ima.
Are you coming together?
Mukugumalikana.
This week, this coming week.
Kaya wiki kutomefe sabata kutomefe.
Do you have plans to come together as men?
Muna masiku ino kalachitaru lachitaru kugumalikana mo.
To search scriptures.
Amuna kupangana mo. Waona mo mawao, waona mo kwanu mawao.
To see what it's saying.
Waona pikulongiwa hapa, wapiona pikulongiwa hapa ima.
What is it teaching us?
Hapa kulongatani hapa.
Do you come together as men?
Masa kumalikana amuna ima bano.
And you read together.
Basi kuwerengena namba bozi.
And you pray for the Holy Spirit.
Basi mpupembera kutinzimu akupedzeni.
And you read something.
Mbuwalanga jinango.
And you look up at each other.
Basi kufunzana mbozi. Iyo mbapafatani.
You say, oh. This is telling us something.
Ah, but afunza kuchifina kwa.
Let's read it again.
Telefunze do ngi bon.
It's telling us.
Ah, but afunza kuchifina kwa.
That we may not creep into other women's houses.
Ah, unani pagumaneka falonga kuti mbajidafe vita nyumba yakazwa munachiwa dasari kusembo ya tachimwa tadawa eh TBC.
And that there's punishment for this.
Akulonga kuti naza mkwengiwa kusogora kuno.
And that God is teaching us something.
Mulungu akutipanga baby.
You see, because if you are being taught in his word, then the authority of his word is making an impact in your life. You see? And if there's an impact in your life, there's an impact in your life. It'll come into the church. And the truth will start to be power here. Maybe
you'll
come together. And you read
2 Timothy chapter 3.
And you're reading this as the men. And you come to something in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And you say, whoa, this is convicting. What does he mean here? And you read in 2 Timothy chapter 3 with your men this week.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
And maybe we'll just start at 5. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof from
subsisting.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts.
Kwawira mnyumba na gwira akazobusa osenza katundu azoipa zao otengedwa nazo zilako lako za mitundu mitundu
ever learning and never coming, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amuna amenewa amakhala kuti nthawi zonse akuphunzitsira mawu Mulungu kuphunzitsira makuti achita mayaphunzitsira yesu afuna kutsintha yaye.
And you men,
amune,
when you come together this week,
mukati mwakumana muna sabata
to study this word,
kuti muphunzire mawu ngati awa,
you say,
mukhoza kudzikhudza pa mtima kuti awa,
this is dark.
Koma izi akunena zakhudza ine zimenezi.
This might be in our church.
This is impingo mathungu kuchitika izi.
And as long as men are creeping into women's houses,
amuna kapitisabe kumtenga ndenga kupita mnyumba mwakaza ana chiro.
In the night time.
Masi kunchiro.
That's happening in this church.
Ngati mpingo muno zikuchitika.
We have a problem.
Ndoti ndivuto.
So long that the women are expecting it, expecting to get sima from men coming into their home so that they may survive, we got a problem.
Ngati akaza mumpingo muno amene alibe amuna yaye kuti aje ajembo bonya yaye kudalira mamuna abwere nchido laphate basa 1000 mulivuto mumpingo.
That means we have a problem in this church.
Mulivuto yaikulu mumpingo.
If that's the case.
Akadiva kuchitika.
And I'm afraid, my people.
Nina mantha akulu kwambiri.
My dear friends.
Abayanga.
When I'm telling you the truth, I'm afraid that also in this church, these things are taking place. And maybe someone says, but it's our culture. But this is scripture. And this has authority over your culture. And as long as it's your culture, God cannot commit himself to this church. As long as you are ruled by culture. As long as you love culture more than scripture. God cannot have power in your life. Even for you, my friend. I know. The truth sometimes is so boring.
Kuti chiona ndi pano munthu akakhala kuna chiona ndi umabva kuwawa ndi gole pyanga kuti bebe chokuya kunyanso ali.
But listen.
Veteran.
Listen carefully to me.
Veteran abaya.
What do you want?
Chikufunayo.
What are you seeking for?
Mosaka saka jani.
Yes, we put another piece onto the church.
Inde, taongeza chacha tachitimizira chachi yacho, chitimizira.
Very good.
Ah, byakoma.
Very nice.
Byakoma.
But listen to me. If your church is growing with bricks, is your church also growing spiritually? And can you see it? Who has come to faith? Who has been hearing this word? And has been convicted and had to say to the brethren, I am a sinner. I have sinned. And I repent. I repented before God. And God is coming to my heart. He has forgiven me all my sins. And now I am no longer a name Christian. But now I believe the scriptures. Because if we believe the scriptures and the authority of scriptures, the very first thing we must believe, that I am a sinner, that I am condemned, that I am a rebel. That's what it's teaching. That I am sick. That I am a sinner. That I am a liar. That I am an idolater. That I am a fornicator. That I steal. That I murder.
Nimapa.
That I am corrupt. Inside out. Oh, sure. I could put a nice face on. You know how that face goes? When maybe the husband comes home.
I can pull it in his face.
He said,
where have you been?
And
then he said, why? I've been in the field. I've been doing work.
It's so easy to put
face. Maybe
he said,
he said, why have you mistrust me? Easy to put a face on. But that's not the truth. That's not the truth. We don't want to be exposed. You see, we can be named Christians. But do we believe the scripture? Because if faith believes, if we believe, and we are rebels in corruption, then I have something else to tell you. There's something else in the scripture. It's called the gospel. It's called the power of the rebirth. The power of the life of Jesus Christ. There is a way out of this poverty. There is a way out of this rebellion that lives in me. There is a way of escape. There is a way to be delivered from this. And it's the authority of Scripture in Jesus Christ. That He went to the cross. That He bled and died. To take away my sins. It's the authority of the cross of Jesus Christ. Do you hear me? It's not in His miracles. Yes, He did miracles. Why? Because He wanted to prove to them that He was the Son of God. And in proving to them that He was the Son of God who came down from heaven, He wanted to turn them so that they could see that since He's the Son of God, He's the one who would also go to the cross. Do you follow me? He didn't do miracles so that you would believe and be saved. He did miracles and does miracles today so you will believe that He is the authority of God. Because man doesn't even believe that. They said, no, this is the son of Joseph. Who has a joinery business? Who is in the village? Nobody even pays attention to him. That's his father. This is not the son of God. That's what they said. Are you saying that too? Now let me tell you something. The very first thing we must believe. The very first thing that comes, that faith grasps onto is the authority that this poor carpenter son actually has. That's the very first thing. Do you even believe that He's the Son of God? That He is one with God? You know why we don't believe that? My friends, be honest. Do you know why we may say we believe that with a mouth, as a mouth Christian?
Right?
But you know why we don't actually believe that? Because we say this. Then I wouldn't have it so difficult in my life. Let me go back to my teaching.
You know what happens?
In
church we say God is good all the time. But we don't believe it. Because if we believed it, why would we let a man into the house for half of a kilo of
seed?
When I was in another church, at least someone was honest. I said to the church, why are you doing these things? And they said, this one woman said this. She was close to the kingdom of God. She said this, because I need to take care of myself. I said, thank you. Because at least you're telling the truth. Now we need to do something with
it.
But how can we say this? I trust God. I put my faith in Him. He is my Savior. But then when a man knocks on the door, in the
nighttime,
you say, God, now you're not, I don't trust you. Stay out of my life. Welcome in. God, you stay there. No, God! I have my business to do.
You
take care of myself.
If
somebody
else,
and God knocks. That's the proof. That so many of us are named Christians. We say it when we're in church. But we say it when we're in church. We sing it when we're in church. We even get excited and
start
loving. And we say, Amen, Amen,
Amen, Hallelujah.
But are we just name Christians? Is this coming out of our lips? And tomorrow,
is it
different? We go into a field at night
time.
But then we come to church Sunday and we say, Amen, Amen, Amen. You see, this is very exposing, isn't it?
But
I need to tell you the truth. Because it makes me sad. Because my Savior, Jesus Christ, He couldn't commit Himself to them. And my only desire is this, that Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Master, my Savior, would commit Himself to this church. And He sends me here with this word today. And He says this. He says to me, I can't commit Myself to this church. Will you tell them for me? Through my word, you don't have to make your own stories up. Just use my word. Tell them that it was like that in Jerusalem too. Tell the people in Bengula. Tell them that when I went to Jerusalem, to the Passover, it was much like the same. Tell them many people saw my miracles and were very interested in me.
so that they could see and get more stuff. And you know what the Lord says? Tell the people of Bangula. Tell them that I see in their hearts that so many people can't wait to get the gift of the corn and the pail and the blanket and all
that.
The Lord says, I'm looking in their heart and that's what I see. And you know what the Lord says more? You know what more he says? He says, I will give them a bag of corn. I will do the miracles. I did the miracles. I will give them a blanket. I will give them a pail and all of these things. I want to. I will do that. But I don't want them to get that and then praise me. I want them to glorify me, not because of the corn, but because I'm offering myself as a savior for your life. And the Lord says this. The Lord says, I'm looking in Bangula. The Lord says, I'm looking in all of the hearts. And I'm the Lord says, I'm looking in all of the hearts. And I see so many people who are not worshiping me. And the Lord says this, I am burdened. The Lord says, my heart is being broken. Because they won't come to me for mercy. And you know what else the Lord sees? The Lord sees you. Because you were supposed to get the corn maybe this past week. And he sees you. And you go to the pastor. And you say, when is it coming? We're waiting. Come on. He sees that.
I was honest, man.
And the Lord says, please tell Bangula that I want their hearts. Tell Bangula I want them to be my disciples. I want them to have faith in the authority of my scriptures. You know what the Lord says? The Lord says, tell Bangula that I want to see the heart of Psalm 130. That I want to see the heart of Psalm 130. Your heart like Psalm 130. He says, is Bangula like this? Psalm 130. He says, I want to see this kind of heart. He says, I want to see this kind of heart. Listen to Psalm 130. And the Lord's saying, Bangula, when are you going to have a heart like this? 130. Please read in Chichawa the whole Psalm.
Bangula, masalimu 130. Pemphelo, as my country. Tukulati kendi kuno, usungulati kuno, usungulati kuno. Pemphelo, laguti akulugidwe. Moza mamo, ndinafurira Yehova. Ambuye imva niliulanga. Maguruano akale jimverere mau akupemphera kwanga mukasunga mphulupulu Yehova, adzakhala chili ndani Ambuye, koma kwa inu kuli chikhulukiriro kuti akuopeni. Ndili ndira Yehova moyo wanga uli ndira, ndiyembekezera mawu ake. Moyo wanga uyang'anira Ambuye koposa alonda matanda kucha, inde koposa alonda matanda kucha. Israeli, uyembekezere Yehova, chifukwa cha Yehova kuli chifundo kwaonso kuchulutsa chiwombolo, ndipo adzawombola Israeli kumphulupulu zake zonse.
That's the heart he's looking for.
Ntima umene unemene Mulungu akufuna kuti udzine nacho kuti Yehova ndikufuna inu ndikufuna chipulumutso chanu. Ntima umene ndikufuna bango lako ukufuni komene.
It says my soul waiteth for the Lord.
Auna kuti ine ntima wanga ulindira Yehova. Kwakati kulindira kudikirira.
I wait for the Lord, it says in verse 5.
Ineyo ndimadikirira Yehova, chiwe ndikudikirira sikuti ndikudikira kuti truck yauje nibira liti ndikudikira Yehova.
Because by the Lord there's forgiveness.
Ifuwa ambuyeyo alinako kukhulukira.
You see,
bona.
This is the heart he's looking for.
Ntima umene nimene Mulungu akusaka saka bangula pa.
And those who are waiting for the Lord.
Ndipo amene akulikirira pa Ambuye.
The Lord can commit himself to.
Mulungu akhoza kudzikhuthula yekha kwa inu.
He can come and live in your heart.
Ndipo akhoza kubwera mukukhala mwe mwanu.
He can come and dwell in you.
Akhoza kubwera mukukhazikika mwe inu.
And then the Holy Spirit can dwell in this church.
Akhadera mzimu woyera adzakhazikika mu mpingo uno.
Then spiritual revival begins to take place in this church.
Akhadera chitsitsimuso chayo cha moyo wa uzimu pawina lese chidzamba kubuka mu mpingo mwe.
Then men and women begin to change.
Chodera mai ndi abambo adzamba kusintha.
From the lifestyle I was explaining in the teaching.
Kusintha kumiyeja imefa kwa sababu mawa icha.
And Bangula begins to change.
Ndi Bangula dzamba kusintha.
And people come by.
Ndi hamene akuyandikira.
People walk by.
Hamene akudutsa moyandikira.
And they wonder.
Adzamba kudamba.
Why are these people?
Akuda kwa kusintha, akona ngara kusintha fecha.
And in this church.
Ngakhala ngakhala mwambingu mu.
You will begin to only exclaim him that it's grace alone.
Mudzauza ndudi enu zosesa chitika fe chisomo chokha.
They will have women.
Kuti fe muno muzarisa kamuna nzima.
I am delivered.
Nzima yamena dzanira kuti ndapano ndapulumutsidwa.
From the sin of idolatry.
Umachimo achikololo.
Only by grace alone.
Ndi chisomo chokha basi.
Because of God who is merciful.
Chifukwa cha Mulungu amene ali wachifundo.
Because Jesus Christ is now my husband.
Chifukwa Yesu Kristu kambe ali ndine mamunanga.
In my heart.
Mutima mwanga.
You know what happens?
Muzachima chitika chani?
Begin to be rejoicing.
Ukamba kusanga pa zimene.
And you see other women.
Ukona akazena kudusa.
Walking by.
Akudusa.
Who are in pain.
Akumva kwawo.
And you see this.
Umauza ina zibai.
Woman.
Ina zibai.
It's by grace alone.
Akamba kumsika ndi somo yoka.
Stop, stop.
Damon, Damon.
Stop.
Damon.
I want to tell you something.
Na ndikuuze zina zake.
About the Lord Jesus Christ.
Za Yesu Christ.
And his forgiveness.
Yesu amene ngokuluka yakomas.
Come.
Tabwana ku.
So I can tell you.
Kuti ndikuuze.
So I can help you.
Ndi kutandize.
And the man.
Ndiyangatero. Azibambo. Azibambo somaenda somedzimu.
And you become evangelist.
Makanga sono mulaliki.
I'm not talking mouth evangelist.
Sino nalo kulalira basi vakamwa pofa basi ndzimu na mamulungu handu wenu ndi bangeni.
Do you know what evangelists do?
Wode mvangira vaja jali mudzoisha
bangeni. They see the man.
Mvangira kamona munthu akuti.
Going to the field.
Akubira kumunda kwachi
to take something.
Kuti munanga akatenga zimuzina.
They said, "Don't do it."
Amuzadiwa sabaku sabe bipenzako.
Stop.
Sia mene.
God sees you.
Mulungu akukuona.
Amen. And the man says, "What?
Ndi munthu akuba kana kuti iwe chani?
You do too."
Iwe somaba iwe.
And you know what you say?
Ndi munthu akuti bwa.
True evangelist says?
Mvangira zakuti bwa.
You're right.
Mvangira ralinde unezona.
I used to.
Mbuye muli kabadi.
But now I serve the Lord.
Nda chija ndikutumikira Mulungu.
And now I trust him.
Ndi kumkhulupirira Mulungu kobasi.
And someone's going to a woman's house.
Ndi una ngo basi nchiro la kuhamba la umiyalo kwa nyumba kwa mkazi nangu.
In the night time.
Basi nchiro.
Maybe from the bar, from the bar, the bar place.
Muna jokala malo kumamo.
And you say, stop.
Muna jokala ima.
I know you're going to her.
Nda kudzo afuna upite msuo kwa mkazi uyo.
But she's married.
Kwa mkazi ya na mamu nache.
You can't go there.
Iwa na mpulu ujiajish.
You have an own one.
Iwa na mkazi ako.
And I want to tell you about.
Nifuna ndikushu.
The grace of God.
Za chikondi cha Yesu.
I want to expose you.
Ndifuna kuti ndikuulule.
In his word.
uone majima waje ya Mungu.
Like he exposed me.
Nimeleso yeye adandurulia ine banaso ndadasia nikajita pepe mandasia.
And I want to tell you about the gospel. Ndikuuze
za Yesu amene.
Come in my house.
Bwana nimwanga huko.
Hawa
kwangaza usabije kote kwa kwanga.
I will open scripture.
Ndakusauliwa mau waone.
Let me help you.
Ndikutandize pamoja.
That's what it becomes.
Nimene mbingu unaweza khalile kusogora.
That's the true evangelist.
Unaweza kaudro sefera sin hanifa evangelo kokari kulalia.
You don't need to go to other villages.
Wazafrika pasafrika kupita ku midzina.
You need to start in Bangula.
Muyambe kai mumu.
And you need to start with prayer meetings.
Muyambe majambo muno.
You need to start with Bible studies.
Muyambe zopembera momuno.
When you come together
and
you study God's word,
then where am I mungu?
That's what the disciples did.
Zimezinzwe no puza kama zini.
It says this.
Amanena kuti.
In our text.
Tuwerenge pena.
It says in verse 22.
Pa verse 22 anena kuti.
When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said unto them, and they believed the scripture.
Arango uka kwa kufa Yesu uja ndizimaida zyangoti kachizanga mukadzamphoso masiku ati dzamanga yana kumbuya kuti oh amaranthau za izi mamona akamanda masiku ati roka wauka ndizidzamangaso
how
chifanya
because they came together
chifwana yadasonkhana
for Bible studies
kuda kufunsana manema
and Peter said to John
nde Peter amamphana ndi Yohani.
This is what the Lord Jesus means. Remember when we were in Jerusalem with the Passover? And he could not commit them himself to all the people. But now he's risen. This is what he means. And you become scripture-based
Christians.
And conviction in this town of Bangula begins with scripture. And no more culture.
My
friends, as long as you're married with culture, as long as you're married to tradition, the gospel will do nothing for you. And I hear it all the time. Men divorcing women. And I say, why? Oh, I caught her in the act of adultery. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible. But you know what it does say?
Bible doesn't say that.
Repent.
Bible doesn't say that.
It says forgive. You know what it does say? It says, because your hearts are so hard. That's why Moses gave a divorce
paper.
But it was not so from the beginning. Divorce is not from God. Forgiveness is of God. And if you can't forgive, now listen carefully. If you cannot forgive, if you can't forgive, how do you expect Jesus Christ to forgive you? If you can't even, be honest. How can you receive forgiveness from Jesus Christ if you can't forgive? You see? Can Jesus commit himself to your heart today? Is Jesus Christ, who is being preached here today, through the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting, is he in your heart? Are you attracted to this gospel?
Is this gospel going to change you? Is it going to change the church? Or are we just going to keep going? As name Christian.
We're
just going to keep trying to praise him. And 6 days in the week we have our culture and one day we have the gospel. Jesus Christ desires to commit himself to this church. He desires to commit himself to you. Commit a relationship with you. He wants to marry you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He wants to care for you. But can he? Can he do that? Can he commit his care to you? Or are you saying this? No. I'm okay with name Christian. Just give me the corn. Amen.
Amen.